Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody. It's Friday night, September 21st, 2018, and you're with Enter the Light on Blog Talk Radio. This is your host, Shannon Johnson, with my co-host this evening, Natasha Scott, Dren Drake Bakke, and Ryan Adragna. And first, I'll start off with a little bit of bio for each of our hosts this evening and open up what our topic will be. And we'll be ready to rock and roll tonight. So first, Natasha Scott. She is an energy healer, happiness coach, and palm reader. She started on the road a long time ago, knowing how to help people with life situations, physical, emotional, and mental. About a decade ago, she helped a couple conceive, and that really set the stage for her to begin to look into her abilities further. Natasha took the path of becoming a master healer. Her study of palmistry is also continuing because the human hand contains a wealth of accurate information unique to each of us individuals. Natasha's life purpose is to share her heart and her gifts with everyone she meets. And we have Dren Drake Bakke tonight, and Jan is a medium. She also is a psychic intuitive working on crimes. She also is a poet with spirit-inspired poetry that are also used for many events as well as songs. And my head is like going blank. So excuse me tonight. That's what happened a couple nights off. We have Ryan Adragna, and he is an energy healer who works with his team from the 7th to 12th dimension, working with different modalities such as Reiki and Sekhem. And he will be joining us a few minutes late tonight. And I'm Shannon Johnson. I'm lucky I can remember my name tonight. I'm a metaphysical facilitator and medium, and we won't get into the rest. How are you ladies doing tonight? That's much more interesting.
Very good, thank you. This is Natasha. It's been crazy with the energies, I agree. It's still an ongoing thing.
Yes.
People are either feeling tired or people are having aches and pains, and also people are having emotions come up that they haven't resolved within themselves yet. It's been all that. How about
all that
and
more?
Very true.
Yeah.
Well, I was just going to say that it's been all that and more over on my side of the park. And so we're trying to get sorted out here, and especially me. And I have been, so that's been good. There's been good news for me, but it's been a rough ride lately. But things are getting better, and I was just asking Shannon about, because she lives in that area of the flood and the tornado hurricane, and she was letting us know what was happening, and people are still working on that. And so anyway, there's just a lot going on, it seems like, and we're all trying to deal with it all. And sometimes all we can do, this kind of just led into this, and I wasn't ready to read my poems yet, but This just led into this one little poem that I wrote yesterday. It says, sometimes all we can do is flash a peace sign, and that is enough for one day. You know, and if that's all you can do for one day and just take a nice deep breaths and just relax and be peaceful, you're doing well. Especially, and it is International Peace Day today, by the way. But
yeah,
I think
which is also our topic tonight, peace and inner peace.
There we go.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we got a full moon right around the corner.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Tuesday night, full moon.
Oh. And the equinox.
Yes. Exactly, the fall equinox as well. Woohoo! We got all kinds
yes.
of stuff going on. And I believe Venus just went direct, which is wonderful, although it can be a little chaotic. But the topic
oh,
of
awesome.
Tonight, of peace and inner peace, is perfect for what we all have going on right now. Do either one of you want to go first about the topic, or do you want me to just jump out there?
You can jump out there if you want to. Go ahead.
Oh, it's going to be a fun night tonight. I'm out of practice. So I tell you what, with having a hurricane coming in, I've got my husband injured. Life has been, ever since Lionsgate, it's been just full bore of chaos, primarily in the outer world. And the only thing that's been keeping me going is the peace that I can find within myself. And, you know, there's a lot of different aspects to finding your own space for that inner peace. When I, many, many years ago, when I was not able to find that, and I had started doing meditation classes with a mentor and everything like that, one of the tools that worked for me was that she always had us begin by going to our special place. And it's a place in our mind that we create. It can be on the earth plane. It can be something you completely make up. It can be in outer space, another planet. It doesn't matter. It's a place that resonates for you. And it's a full mental, emotional, visual inside, right? So it'd be closing your eyes and you picture it, whether it's your favorite beach, your favorite tree to sit under, whatever. And little by little, as I worked with this tool, I started to find that when I would start to get overwhelmed or highly stressed, I could pull that to mind, just close my eyes, even if I had to run and go hide in a bathroom stall. I could close my eyes for a minute and I could envision my special place and do a little bit of breathing, and it would bring that feeling of peace, calm, centering right back into my body. And it's become such a habit that now sometimes I have to, because like right now I have all this chaos going on, I have to actually kind of go, yeah, I need to focus on that special place a little more. Let's get into some details. Let's add a new tree, you know? So you're just kind of like focused on this tree you're creating in your mind. But these tools can help us deal with it, especially like for someone like me, I can't just sit and tune everything out. If it's not the world around me, it's the spirit world that I'm hearing. So I have to find that middle ground that I can just tune into and use that type of visualization, and my peace comes right back in, and then I can deal with all of the chaos around me. and you end up with a clearer thought pattern and able to make decisions rather than being that emotional fire that's whatever's triggering all that's happening around you. Another aspect for me was coming to terms with my emotions about different things in my life. I get very angry and hot-tempered, let's put it that way, when I see injustices being done, okay? And it doesn't really matter whether it's someone not being rude to a customer in the store that I'm in, or like the current situation I'm dealing with for my husband of injustices being done. Even things such as the hurricane that became a tropical storm over my state and seeing the devastation and those kinds of things, they can all be triggers. And we have to kind of gather it together and find that inner space within us, find that emotional link to it so that we can process those first emotions that are responding, and we can get to that peaceful center. So then we can actually take an action rather than it being a reaction.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah. How about you, ladies?
I think you're right, because we're not our thoughts. We're not our emotions. That's not who we truly are. We're soul. And when we're reactive, we're moving away from being soul. We're going more into ego, especially if we act on the negative thoughts and on the negative emotions. That's what I think,
right.
Anyway.
I agree.
It's good if we can just like catch ourselves, you know, and just say, you know, is this coming from my heart or is this coming from my ego?
Right.
Yeah.
That's how I check myself. That's what I ask myself. And if people that are close to me will know, I will call them on it too. I'll be like, oh, did you just speak from the heart or did you speak from the ego? You were pretty defensive. Yeah. They hear it from me. But as soon as you start calling people on that, the relationships you have with them are so much calmer. Because if you're checking yourself and they're checking themselves, things are much calmer, much nicer.
Oh, yeah. I definitely agree.
Yeah. What do you think, Jan?
Oh, my goodness. I love listening to what you're both saying, and I agree with both of you. And for me, it's been a really overwhelming time with my health. So I've had to, the last few months, I've really, really had to just surrender to allowing peace in any way come into my mind and spirit, and thinking that, wow, maybe I really haven't been so peaceful, because since going through a health problem recently, a really big one, I really had to surrender. And I got a new feeling of what that surrender felt like. It was very peaceful. Oh, it's so peaceful. And then I could compare to what my norm has been. And it's very different. And I realized that I haven't been in a lot of, and I was telling my brother and my sister-in-law about this recently, that I haven't been in a lot of peace, you know, like real peace. And so, but not that I should have such a health problem so that I could find that peace, but it just happens that I did, and I've had the experience now of it, which has been, that's the upside of getting sick. And now I just want to have that peace all the time. I want it to be there all the time because it was such a good feeling to feel that. And so now I'm trying to experience that more. And meditation always helps me, of course, and going out in nature and checking myself and talking to friends who can relate to the, to relate to that kind of thing is so helpful. And but I think the biggest thing for me is just actually surrendering, and that's been the big thing for me. And so then I just wrote all these poems, and shall I just go ahead and read poems, or should is Ryan going to come in?
I'm here. Yes.
All right. Yeah. And what do you got to add to the table here tonight?
I don't know if I can add any more than what I've already heard, because I chimed in a couple minutes ago. You know, peace is the antithesis of anger, of hurt, of because peace is associated with love, which is part of the fourth chakra. So when you had a long day at work and you're driving home, you're so bent out of shape because of what happened to you, that when you come home, your steering wheel is bent in half because you're just pushing on it or whatever. The antithesis of peace is anger. It's rage. It's like, I just can't dissolve this unwanted energy out of me. And I think the solution to finding peace is just to say, and begin to understand that you can control your own emotions, but you can't control other people's emotions. And that's very, very hard to do. You know, it's easy for me to be angry at Paul or Mary at work, and but I put that anger out there. I'm not at peace with it. And when I leave work, I'm still kind of angry about it. And the way I find peace is like, okay, so we have an unresolved situation at work. I put those boundaries up. I put them in a prison. I put the handcuffs on it. And I say, okay, this is Friday afternoon. I'm not going to worry about it till Monday. I have peace with that because I don't want those negative energies to drain me, and they will drain me if I don't stop them. You know, you have. That's why the past a year or so we've been harping on boundaries, boundary control. You know, and that's an everyday exercise of not letting those negative energies coming into your energy field and just jacking with all of your chakras, actually. But for tonight's theme, it's your fourth chakra, and not just saying, hey, man, yeah, so the plant, so my world exploded at work, and the boss is angry, everything's just going to hooly hay, and I need to find my peace. How do I find? And so the question is, okay, for the callers and listeners, how do you find your peace? I guess that's what we're trying to figure out here. And everyone finds their peace in a different way, either through meditation or through yoga, or just going out in the forest and screaming like a drunken sailor because no one can hear you, and then you come back out of the forest and say, ah, yeah, I feel better now. Sometimes it's like dropping that 2 liter soda bottle, opening up that cap, letting it splurge out, and saying, "Yeah, I feel better." Sometimes you need to go out and do that. Sometimes you need to bend that steering wheel in half. Sometimes you need to say, sometimes you need to do that to find your peace and say, you know what? Okay, so what happened here? And I guess in terms of spiritual growth and peace, what can you do better next time that you don't have to go into the woods and scream out like a drunken sailor, or you don't have to go in your car and bend your steering wheel in half. How can you accelerate and grow your spiritual development so you don't have to do that next time? You can say, just spread that negative energy out. And so I guess that's a challenge for humanity. It's just trying to figure out how to dispel that negative energy without getting physical. We all know when people aren't at peace, you see it in the news all the time, right? When people aren't at peace, they get violent. So I guess the challenge for humanity and for the population is to figure out how to dispel that negative energy out of their being without getting violent, and just putting your hands together and doing a capital L of love, and just say, I know a lot of things are going on right now. I could get very angry. I could get very violent, but I'm just going to say, And so find your inner peace and just let the energy transmute to Gaia. Just give it to Gaia, okay? Don't go looking for that gun. Don't do anything stupid. Just I shouldn't say that out loud. Sorry about that.
That's good. That's good.
But people do that. They go grab a weapon of their choice, and they're like, and they can't get rid of that anger. They can't, and because they can't get rid of that anger, they'll never find peace. And the result of the situation is that it's just a never-ending cycle of crap.
Ryan, you're right about that, and I think that comes back to boundaries. Because so if someone is going to get really provoked, whether it's a relationship or a workplace issue, you have to figure out what your boundaries are. For like starters, you don't go to a job you hate every day. You don't do that. No job is perfect, but you shouldn't be stressed out for 8 hours a day. If you are, you're at the wrong job. Because the right partner, the right friend, the right job are going to bring out the best in you.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I think.
Yes. Yeah.
So that is a boundary issue. You don't sign up for things you don't like.
Yeah. And I think it's important too for each person, when you're dealing with a situation and you know it's out of control, you need to process the emotions in a way that works well for you. And like for me, mine is to turn the stereo on really loud with a bunch of rock and roll, and my whole family knows. It's like mom's cleaning because she's processing a bunch of crap, or she's in the living room dancing until she's about to fall down. And for me, that's my go-to at first, because I need something that's got a beat to it, that I'm going to disappear into lyrics. I'm going to allow my emotions and my breathing to just flow out.
And then I
can regroup, and I'm like, okay, now I can look at the situation with a clear perspective, because I allowed my emotions to get out in a physical form that's not harmful. Or I write. That's my other go-to, is to write.
Yeah.
I will write like crazy till my hand is ready to break. And then,
you notice the
release, and you go, oh my God, I can breathe now.
Well, I do the same thing as you, Shannon. I mean, when I leave work, I blast Metallica in my car, or any other speed metal band like Van Halen or Poison or Rat, or you name them. I blast in my car all that. I'm like for the first 10 minutes, I am that guy. I remember the movie Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, y'all. There was one clip where he bent the steering wheel in half. That's me. Because by the time I get home, I feel better. But it takes me 40 minutes to vent it all out. So that's my piece.
Right.
I agree with you, Shannon. I have to listen to that. I have to listen to that really, really, really loud to get it all out. But everyone has different methods. Some people have yoga.
Exactly.
Some people have
dance,
it's
yoga,
it's
music.
Yeah. Yep, it's unique
poetry.
To everyone. So how do you find your music? It's not cookie cutter. That's what I would say to the callers. It's not cookie cutter. Okay, it's not.
No, it's not.
Don't look at me.
It'll vary. No. Does it do it for
yeah.
you as well, all of you guys? It'll vary. You know, you might be dealing with one type of situation, and so you're going to, like, the 80s classics, you know. And then another time you're like,
yes.
Oh, no. This one takes some disco, man. We're breaking out the
so
damn
true.
Glowing ball and putting in
I
some ABBA. And
I do that all the time, Shannon. I'll say, I need to go listen to Gwen right now. Because for some reason,
mm-hmm.
Gwen will just, she'll just make me feel better when I get irritated. Or I go, oh, I got to go put on some classical music because I just need to feel that type of
mm-hmm.
energy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I do that very
you know.
Thing. Yeah.
You might put on some Bach or some Mozart that's like really intense and got these really awesome strings and heavy drums, and you're like, yes, this is like right where my mood is. Let me just allow this music. Sometimes I think the music kind of just beats it right out of us, you know, with that
uh-huh.
constant flow of the music, and it just beats that right out of us, and then
it
you're
does.
Like,
it's funny because the
vibration game.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
it does.
I was going to say it works because it's a vibration game. So if you're feeling
mm-hmm.
out of vibration, the music is going to raise your vibration, or a meditation is going to raise your vibration, because that's a quick way to change your vibration, right? Because
yes.
you know
True
how
that.
we can focus on our thoughts, but it's so hard if you're really angry or if you're really sad, it's really hard to shift the vibration. But if you can do it with music, and you can do it with essential oils, and rose oil is at the top of the list.
That's a good point.
I was just going
to
make
my
a joke about the music.
Nice. That smells so
nice.
Good.
My poor rosemary bushes, they're probably like, oh, no, here comes that woman again.
Okay.
I'll go over and I'm like,
oh,
would you
gosh.
Please give me a branch? I need you. And I'll take a little, and he'll give me a branch. And then I'm carrying it around in my hand. I'll be laying in my recliner in the living room with a little branch under my nose, just going,
yes.
okay. We're just getting rid of the stuff.
I put it all over my house, too.
Yeah.
We have
the way
to buy it. Uh-huh, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, 5 minutes before the show started, I have my rose oil on a tiny little shelf here by my computer screen, and it fell off for no reason. I was like, oh, okay, and then I just put some just underneath my nose. And I was like, yeah, my guys did that for sure, because there's no reason
uh-huh.
it was falling off. Oh, that's neat. Oh, yeah.
I was doing it the other day, sitting in my living room. Some of you guys may have seen my post, but I was sitting in my living room and it's getting dark, and all I had is my laptop. And I was in my head, I'm talking to my guys, and I was just like giving them this whole list that I had going on to deal with. And I was kind of like, gosh, you guys, you know, this is just a lot. Wow. And then the light turns on, and I was reminded, you know, that a lot of us were put in situations that are very heavy, very dark, because we can shine light on it, and we can do things that others don't have the strength to do on their own. And then
mm-hmm.
my one guide popped off in the peripheral vision of my eyes, and he's a real jokester, and he is like, you want me to start driving the car? Meaning my body. And I looked at him, and I was like, you're bad enough on the navigation. You're like one of those car systems that keeps taking me into these weird configurations. I'm not putting you behind the wheel. No way. They got me laughing so hard, starting to joke around about who was driving the car and who was a better navigator. And I'm like, look, okay, I got the body part. We're good. Y'all just need to get a little more skilled in that navigation program over there, because you're supposed to be showing me the directions, not going, oh, look, squirrel. You know? What are you doing? And they're like, look, it's a squirrel. It's a squirrel. Yeah. Okay. All right. We're good. Yeah. Okay. I'm going crazy. It's like, oh, see, the squirrel, it's a moment that you stop and you pause and you breathe and you stopped looking at where you were going. And I went, yeah, okay, all right, you got me. So, you know, even they will do stuff to us that's like, huh? And it's to get us to stop and pay attention and go, yeah, let me breathe for a minute. We're good. I don't need to be looking at the road ahead of me. Pay attention to the squirrel right now. Okay. I thought they went a little ADHD on me, but no, they had a point. So
chewing on the Ritalin a little bit.
Yeah. But it helps, you know, because sometimes we forget about those things. We get so caught up in what's happening and the chaos of it and trying to struggle through it. And it's very hard that we're not taking that moment to get into that peaceful center. And once we do, it's like, oh, now the fog is starting to clear a little bit. And I'm okay. And that can make a huge difference in how you manage the course from that moment on.
So true.
Yes, it does. It makes a big difference. I have to listen to a lot of different things that helps me quite a bit. The shows, you know, and the spiritual shows that are all over the place in our groups. And I also like to listen to my churches. I read stuff. I like to go to the things that my friends put on, meditations or the workshops like you put on, Shannon, and other people.
Mm-hmm.
And just all of those things help, you know, help you find your inner peace and whatever it takes, it's worth
mm-hmm.
working on. It's worth doing. It's worth doing so that we don't.
Very much.
And I'm not even going to bring that up, but it keeps us in balance and helps
yeah.
us tremendously in daily life.
Yeah.
Should I read a couple poems before we...
Yes. Let's
okay.
do that before we start taking callers. We got a lineup tonight, which
yeah.
is fantastic.
Yeah.
But let's do a little bit of poetry before we do some readings here.
Okay. So you had said the word chaos, and this one is just, I have a lot of little sentences. This one's called Be the Peace, and it says, stop being the chaos, be the peace, and that is what you will attract. And this is called Peace Prayer, a place where peace and love reign on the land, no fighting or terrorism, no vindictiveness, only joy, where people stand hand in hand. Peace in 2018, so that our creative... So that our creative energy is set free, and sometimes we may agree to disagree, but that we might hold hands in a circle so wide that it extends throughout the earth. Even if it is only in one's mind, it ripples unity, peace, and rebirth. And this one's called Light Darts, Peace and a Prayer. Speak life over oneself and others to our sister and brothers. Encouraging words and thoughts are like light darts that shoot through the air, that kiss us with smacks to nurture us and give us care. They are gifts we can give to each other along the way to help us on our path every day. And this one's called, This Sign is Back. Peace is cool, hate is whack. The heart needs to rule, this sign is back. And this one goes, Seek
I like
peace.
That one.
However we seek peace, however we choose to believe, it's for positivity to increase and for negativity to leave. And this one goes, peace, everlasting smiles. While peace rests inside of us, we search for it everywhere. As peace is reckoned with us daily, we look for it high and low, over here and over there. Peace looks like many things, and we try on different kinds of it in many ways, with many trials. After all those days, peace was always a part of us, as we are reminded of its warmth and glow and its everlasting smiles. Only two more. Speak peace. Speak peace to our enemies. Then peace will be with them. Pray for peace to our foes, as peace will be blessed on them as a precious gem. And this one, the last one, goes, not everyone may be kind to us, but we can be kind to them. Practicing kindness a few moments a day and just a few words of what we say can give peace. And that's that. There we go.
Awesome.
Very, very nice. That's awesome.
That
thank
was
you
awesome.
So much.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
Beautiful.
Good. All right.
I like this.
Wow. That just raised the vibration. Jan, you just raised the vibration of the
Yay.
Entire show. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you.
That's how that
we
works.
We all are.
That's true.
Oh, yeah. All right. We are going to start rocking and rolling with some callers. You guys all ready?
Yes.
Oh. Sorry. I lit an incense and then I dropped it. That's so smart.
Oh,
showing my blonde tonight.
Not burning anything up.
Nope, it's good. All right. 352. Hi, 352. You're on the air. Can we get your first name and where you're calling from?
Hi, this is Joanna from Florida.
Hi, Joanna. Do you have a question for us tonight related to our topic about inner peace and finding your peace?
Yes, I do, actually, because my question is regarding my best friend. I had a best friend for many years. He's been in a very toxic, unhealthy relationship for years, and it affected it so much so our friendship that he ended it many months ago, and then we finally reconciled. I thought everything was going to be great. I was so incredibly happy, and now it appears he's disappearing on me again. He's totally avoiding phone calls, and he's leaving me like just brief messages here and there. So that's what I'm going through. I'm going through angry, upset, stressed, So that's exactly what, trying to find the peace with that. I'm like, what is going on? Do I back off? Did he make a mistake? It's like I even said to him, if you just reached out because you were, going through something, it's understandable. People do that. But I don't know where anything is at right now. So.
That's rough. That's rough. Okay, give us just a moment. Is anybody ready?
I'm ready. I'm ready.
Okay,
this is Natasha.
Go ahead.
I pulled two cards for you, Joanna.
Okay.
I pulled the body care card and the blessings angel. These are angel cards. Have you been neglecting yourself because you've been upset?
Yes.
Yeah, that's probably why I pulled the body care. The body care will be about eating properly, exercising, all of that sort of thing is very important for you right now. And then I also have the blessings card, which means things are going to go the way you want them to, but maybe not exactly the way you want them to, but in a way that makes you happy. That makes sense.
Okay.
So sometimes we think one thing will make us happy, but the universe has another plan for us.
Right.
What I'm going to say with him, the fact that, he comes in, he goes away, he comes back.
Mm-hmm.
When he's leaving you, he's in a healing phase. It's not to hurt you. He's actually in a healing phase, and he needs to work on himself, basically.
Okay.
And all that gives you the opportunity, look up meetups in your area for whatever you have in common with other people that you would like to meet. You really have to be going into self-love, so that if people are coming and going from your life, it's truly neither here nor there, because you're taking such good care of yourself.
Right.
Right. And it's not to say it's normal to be a little upset, whatever. That's normal. There's nothing wrong with that, but it shouldn't overwhelm you. It should not overtake you.
Exactly.
Because if it's overwhelming you, that's a lack of self-love. You got to work on your self-love.
Exactly.
Yeah. So that's my take on it.
Oh, okay. Thank you and bless you.
You're welcome. Anyone else?
Yeah, I can go. Hi, Joanna.
Hello.
So the first thing I was hearing is that part of it is that you've kind of outgrown where the relationship used to be.
Yes.
And so, but the anticipation when he reached out to you was that it would kick right back where it was. And they're telling me, you need to look at this like if it's brand new. The familiarity is there, but you're both different people now. And you've had different experiences. He is needing time to come and go as he is processing what has just transpired. And for you, you can hold space for him, but don't hold yourself back waiting for him. Okay. They're also talking about make sure that you allow space to happen, because this is also a time for you, as Natasha said, working on that love space for yourself and being able to keep the flow of where your life is moving in. And if he's able to move into that space, the friendship will have a new beginning.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But it's not something for you to force. It's just going to happen if he's ready. If it doesn't, they're saying, let him go with love.
Right.
And he may be one of those people that pops up every, 10 years or 20 years and says hi. And that's a moment for you to just acknowledge and hold space and be like, that was a friendship I treasured, a person I endear. But at this point in time, we're moving in different directions, and it's okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. He's needing a lot of emotional healing right now.
Yeah.
And it's going to be an up and down thing for him, but it's not yours to take on. And they're telling me that's part of where some of your triggers and emotions are coming from, because you knew before and you're wanting to go, I told you so, I told you so, I told you so.
Exactly. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely. Right. Yeah.
And they're like, this isn't a time for I told you so. He's already saying it to himself.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. He needed that experience. He's got to process through to realize who he has become and what he has learned and gained from the experience. So you're just going to hold space for him, but allow yourself to keep moving for you.
Right.
Okay?
Exactly. Yes. Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much, and bless you as well.
You're welcome. Ryan? Jan?
Ryan, do you want to go? I can go. Or I can go. It doesn't matter.
Go ahead, Jan.
Okay. So, let's see. Joanna, this is Jan. The first thing I saw was I saw two birds. So you're getting bird energy. And the first one was a dove. And the dove was saying, basically the dove represents, is a wealth of symbolism, especially with the feminine. And it's one of the most purest and most powerful forces that a person can experience, which is love. And the dove represents that. And it says you may become a healer. And if you've been deep wounded in some point in your life, this sometimes lends to that. And it also says that it when Dove shows up in your life, you may be feeling upset about your path in life right now, but as if you've lost your way. But it just examine your motivation and suspend judgment and consider other perspectives. Dove has appeared to help bring peace and balance to your world. And then after I saw the dove, I swear I saw the duck, and the duck was in water.
Okay.
And so the duck is a lot about emotions and stuff like that, and suppressed emotions. Yeah. It says do whatever is necessary. I can't talk. Necessary to find emotional comfort rather than to deny your need of it. Find emotional comfort. And the more you accept yourself just as who you are, this will help you tremendously. And you're also in the beginning of a new cycle of either work or relationship. So you need to be, it'll help you move through difficult emotional entanglements, and don't take yourself too seriously. So just enjoy yourself if you can, and I know this is an upsetting time, but I agree with what they both said too, is so just try to relax, and I feel like you might want to jump in some water too. And whenever I get the duck, I always feel like, ooh, it's time to jump in some water.
I am definitely a water person, yes. I've always loved water since childhood.
Oh, good. Right. So you know all about that. All right.
Yes.
All right.
Bless you, Jan. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Jan. Ryan?
Yeah, hey Joanne, how you doing?
Hello.
I'm trying to make sense of my scribble here because I've been what I wrote down here was minor contract of a love experience.
Mm.
I also wrote down and that's from the higher self point of view. I also wrote down headache. Jaw muscle pain and anger. You get a lot of headaches, jaw muscle pain and anger in you right now, or
that's
in the last.
Going on right now.
What's that?
Yes, it's going on right now. As a matter of fact, yes.
Yeah, and that's been going on for 3 to 6 months. I'm guessing that's what they're telling me on the physical plane. But that's okay. You're going through your minor I don't know why they put down minor contract. I've never heard that before. Minor contract. Okay. I have to figure that one out later. I also got a big headache, in the front of my head, which leads me to believe it's right between my eyes, and that leads me to believe your guides and your angels want you. It's a slow burn headache. It's not like someone's sticking a piece of dynamite between your eyes and blowing up your third eye. It's a slow burn, which means that you're kind of starting to kind of gradually realizing that you're kind of sort of a medium. You are a psychic medium. You have abilities, but it's a slow burn. And when you're, but there's several things blocking you from that right now. But you can get to that when you're all done with this busyness, which is this man. But I can't get over this minor contract. It's like, man, through no fault of your own, right now in the physical plane, this is what you guys shook hands on before you both incarnated here. I think you will find peace with this in the next. It's going to take you a while because you're like an elephant, Joanne. You can say, yeah, I accept your apology, but you never really forget about it.
Exactly.
Right?
You're right.
You never really forget about it. It's like, okay, so he took the last piece of your wedding cake 19 years ago. You kind of forgave him for that, but you never forgot about it. You're like, and one night when you're having a big fight, you're like,
Okay, listen, asshole. You took the last piece of my wedding cake 19 years ago. That was mine.
Yeah.
And he's like, and he looks at you sideways. He's like, what the hell is wrong with you? I can't believe you can't forgive me over that. And you're like, well, that's who I am. And that's your DNA and that's how you're built. And there's nothing wrong with that. But that's his headache that I'm feeling right now with you is like, he's like, Jesus Christ, Joanne, can't you just get over the past? And you're like, well, I can get over the past if you wouldn't be such a dick about it. If you would just allow me to express my emotions.
Right.
So I remember tug of war down. There's a tug of war emotionally and on the spiritual planes as well between you two. I'm not sure it's going to be resolved in this lifetime. There might be some fragments that come over into the next lifetime. I don't know about that. But in this lifetime, just know that, wow, you signed up for a minor contract. That blows my mind. Just work on releasing these unwanted energies that come in from him. And do your best to think about you. Say, I love you, Joanne, every day when you look in the mirror. Don't think about him. That may be one way you can do that. And say, I love you for who you are. And can I get his first name?
Mark.
Mark. Okay, hold on here. A little bit of a narcissist. Okay.
Yes.
All right, a little bit of a narcissist. All right. Okay, well, he enjoys, he feeds off you like a buffet. So do yourself a favor. Sorry about that. No, I mean, You know how you defeat that? You just don't show any emotions. You almost have to be a narcissist to a narcissist because you're an empath, okay?
Okay, yes.
Does that make sense to you?
That does make sense, exactly, yes.
All right, so yeah, you almost, because he knows how to push your buttons, but you can put tape over your buttons so he can't push them, and then he's like, Why isn't Joanne reacting to me?
Right,
blah,
reacting,
blah, 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 blah.
Exactly.
And then you're going to drive him nuts. And that's
exactly.
and just watch him go nuts. So, you're a wonderful woman. And
well, thank you.
I encourage you, once all this garbage is cleared with him in your head, to explore your spirituality and your abilities. All that tightness I'm feeling in my jaw muscles, all that anger, your shoulders. You got to drop your shoulders, okay?
Yes.
My shoulders are tense right now.
You're correct.
I know, because I'm merged into your being. I'm feeling what you're feeling. You got to... Even your feet are cold right now. So, maybe, twice a week, give yourself an Epsom salt bath, okay?
There you go. That's right.
You know, and when you get into the Epsom salt bath, when you're ready to get out, notice how much darker that water is when it goes down the drain. All the negative energy is being released from your body.
Okay.
For transmutation. Gaia, to say, and you can be a swear box inside that bathtub, okay? You're angry, you're blah, 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 and you're like, just let it all go.
Let it all go down the drain, right?
Let it all go down the drain. Hug a tree every day, okay? And that's what I have for you. Thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you. Bless you so much. Thank you all so much for your time and your kindness, and I cannot thank you enough, and you have a wonderful evening.
Bye.
Same to you, Joanna.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, guys, and we are going to roll right into 267. Hi, 267. You're on the air. Can we get your first name and where you're calling from?
Hi, my name is Donna, and I'm calling from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Hi, Donna.
And thank you.
You have a question
us? Yes, I do. Thanks for taking my call, by the way. I have a girlfriend. This has been bothering me. I have a friend that I had grown up with, okay? I could say her name. Tamara is her name. And through the years, like, she's very materialistic. We're very different. She has been there for me through, I've called in before, through problems that I had, as I've been there for her, you know, vice versa. But I feel grown differently. Like, the whole time, like, now she's living with a man, she calls her patient or whatever. She's just all about materialistic stuff. But anyway, it got to the point, I'm trying to, and I'm doing pretty good, getting the negative people out of my life, because it's something, you know, that I have to do, and I'm feeling kind of good. So she was one of them, because I work in a hospital, I do housekeeping, and someone that she wasn't getting along with, it was a male friend. He's married and all. It was just a friend she don't speak with, because I went in and said, oh, you look familiar. And he said, oh, yeah, you're Tamara's friend. And I said, vice versa. So she got mad at me because I spoke to him. And I said, you know what? I can't deal with you no more, because she told me I was pathetic. She packs or whatever. Long story short, do you feel that it's the right thing that I disconnected her? I just don't. She's not a friend. She was just for herself.
I get a huge yes. It was a smart move for you to go ahead and disconnect from the friendship. You have outgrown each other. She has not grown
yes.
in the same directions that you have. And there's also, they're showing me, I'm sorry. First, I thought it was yellow, and it's like, no, this is like a slime, lime, green color face, which is kind of weird. But they're giving it to me, representing that there was always another twist going to happen. And it's almost like where you want to say green with envy or yellow with jealousy, instead they give her as a slimy lime green color, which is to me for a mix of both. So there's a competitive factor and a jealous and an envy factor in the friendship, coming more from her end than yours. And
you know,
they're
that's
showing
so weird
this.
Because she... I'm sorry to interrupt you. That's so weird, because she's the one that always had everything. She always had the nice clothes because she went, and I was never jealous of her at all. And she would show me how to wear clothes and stuff, which I didn't really, I'm not flashy like her. I'm just, I get more attention. People like me more, and there's another story after that, but go ahead, I'm sorry.
Yes. So that envy and jealousy, that slimy lime green that they're showing, is coming from her side towards you. She may be very materialistic, and on the outside, it's presented to the world as, I've got everything the world could offer. Look at me. And yet inside
yeah.
is someone who is very sad, very lonely, very jealous,
yeah.
because for you, it wasn't about the material. It was about the connections to people. You like to talk to people. You like to be kind to people. People pick that up.
Yeah.
The healer inside of you shines out, and people are attracted to it. This is where, for her, that doesn't happen at all. So it's very competitive to her of why everybody is nice to her. She gets friends easily. They ask, you know, people go to her for help. People, you know, admire her. She's got this great personality, and here I am with everything to offer. But it's all materialistic because there's nothing beyond it. She doesn't value herself. She does not love herself. But she loves all the things that she thinks make her who she is. And so there's this contrast between the two of you, and that's where the mucky slime is. Okay?
Okay.
So saying this was very toxic for you because every time she was trying, let's put it this way, she would pretend to lift you up, dress you up.
Yes. Yes.
But yet, she could never achieve the same thing you had, which is an inner quality that no material item can provide. Does that make sense to you?
Definitely. That is so on point. Yes.
Yeah. So they're saying, yes, this relationship was an antagonistic relationship for a purpose, okay? And for you, it was to learn that you have an inner value. She's seeking value through external sources, and you are seeking value through internal sources. And it was for you to finally realize that you needed to create boundaries, that you needed to step away from toxic relationships like hers, even though it was a lifetime friendship, that there's a point in life that you have to go, I love you, and I love you enough to let you go.
Mm-hmm.
And I love myself enough to let you go.
Right,
so
well, she would try to tell
who are good for me, there's now room for them to come in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right. And this one woman, she moved to Florida, which Tamara had. They were friends at one time, but here they weren't. The woman spent over $25,000. She didn't ask her for it, but she was getting thrown out of her house because I used to say, Tamara, you know, you're going to be homeless with a Versace shirt on one day. And don't you know, she was homeless with, because the woman couldn't take it no more in Florida. She dropped her off back in Philly and said, you know, you don't want to work and I can't support you. And you know, you didn't ask me for the money. That's just another, she took her for a lot of, you know, money that she was just, the woman was kind. She was a kind person. And she called me, as a matter of fact, and she said she was coming back, and she said, you know, I would like to, you know, I know you a lot better. She says, me and Tamara are not friends, and we never will be friends again. I says, well, that's the same here. I said, you know, I know what she's about, and I can't deal with it. And she says, well, maybe, you know, we can do stuff. And she took to me. It just seems like the people that, she's toxic. They take to me, and I don't reach out to them. And I feel like, am I being right for doing this? But the woman seems, her name's Mary Ellen. She's very nice, very kind, and I guess she feels the same with me. She met me through her.
You're doing the right thing, stepping away from toxic relationships, definitely. And that's all that I have for you. Natasha or Ryan, do you have some info for Donna that can help?
I pulled some angel cards for you. The first one I got was surrender and release.
Oh, perfect.
And the second card I got for you is Archangel Michael. So the surrender and release, I think that's pretty obvious. So with Archangel Michael, he is with you right now to help you with this situation.
I have a statue of him right in front of me.
Wow.
Yes.
He's reminding you that no matter what happens, you're safe and secure, and that you're to stay true to yourself during this time. Okay? And you can communicate with him, have a heart-to-heart discussion, but he is right there helping you with every moment. And, you know, you talk about, you know, how people are more attracted to you than her. It's because people like a good heart. People feel at home with someone who's at home with themselves, right? So that's why people are being pulled towards you. You have good energy. Yeah, you can just basically cut the cord with her. There's cut the cord meditations on YouTube you could look up, and you could actually cut the cords with her so you don't have to have, you know, obviously you guys planned this long before you were, like, you planned it before you were both born, right? You planned this whole thing, and basically it all happened to help your inner growth. It's just to get you to be on the path that you're supposed to. She actually helped you to grow your heart even more by challenging you.
Yeah, she's all about challenging and...
Yes. And I wanted to quote Ralph. He always says, go where you are celebrated, not tolerated. And I completely use that quote when I'm dealing with friends, partners, etc. If I don't feel they really value me, I will let them go. So,
right.
You're definitely making the right decision, and you're evolving the way you're supposed to.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
That was beautiful, Natasha.
Thank
Brian?
You.
Yes, it was.
Yes.
Thank you.
Well, hi, Don, it's Ryan. I don't know if I don't know if I can top all that stuff, because everything I wrote down is scratched out, except for a few things. I should just resign as a host here.
No way, Ryan.
I'm as I scanned your energy fields on the emotional, physical, mental, and spiritual planes. It wouldn't hurt for you to get an attunement of your chakras, okay? Some of them are sluggish. You have a tendency to hold energies in you, like a sponge, you know? And a sponge can only hold so much water, right, before it starts to drip. And every day, at the end of the day, if you don't squeeze that sponge out in the lawn, it's not going to work properly. Like taking up all this water. Imagine water or dirty rainwater is negative energies, and you're soaking it all in, but you're not expelling it properly. So I want you to work on grounding and clearing your energies daily. You know it's the right thing to do, but you're not doing it right.
Right. Well, I've done it. I've separated from her. I'm definitely, yes.
Well, grounding and clearing your energies can be as simple as when you wake up in the morning, you go in the kitchen, you're like, what's that smell? Oh, the garbage needs to go out. Instead of putting your shoes on, as long as it's not winter and 4 feet of snow or 4 feet of water like North Carolina. Sorry, Shannon. Instead of putting your shoes on, that was bad. Instead of putting your shoes on, just grab that garbage, walk out in your bare feet, and transmute that energy out. Just say, just walk in your bare feet out to the curb and just take the garbage out, or go walk to a tree, or whatever you have to do. But it's important to ground and clear your energies on a daily basis. And I don't give a damn if you have any statue in front of you. The statues are nice, but they're there to remind you that you have to do self-care and self-love. They can't force you to do all the things that you need to do on a daily basis. There's a reminder. Like, is this like setting an alarm on your iPhone? Oh, I have to get up at 5:30 every morning. You have the statue of Archangel Michael looking at you. Well, he's there for a reason, as a reminder, but he can't help you unless you ask him for help. And,
right.
And you can't help yourself unless you ask yourself for help, because we are all gods. We are all splinters of prime source reality, of prime source. This thing that we're on, this 3D earth plane, it's an illusion. And we are all, the true reality is the non-physical form. And I try not to get too in-depth here spiritually, but, you know, it's very, very important that when you wake up in the morning, Donna, you go to that mirror and say, I love you. I love you, Donna. And, you know, and don't take any negative energies in, man. And you'll know if you do, because every you know, it when you wake up in the morning, you're at 10, you're like, yeah, I feel really, really good. That's at 7 o'clock in the morning. By the time you get home, you're like maybe at a 4 or 5. What happened? Well, you have negative energies bombarding you all day. So it's important to try to clear those out and do what you can to do that. You know, it doesn't matter if it's an Epsom salt bath, hugging a tree, doing a ritual, doing a rain dance, whatever it works for you, doing yoga, you know. Does that make sense to you so far?
Yes. I could put it this way. Okay, what I was just telling you, I feel that I'm doing something good for myself, but yet, yeah, I do. Like, if I go to work, I'll say, oh, my God, what's, you know, is this one mad for this reason? Yeah, I pick up on their energy. I feel it.
There's nothing wrong with picking up on other people's energies. There's boundaries, which we talked about earlier. As long as you can squeeze that sponge at the end of the day and expel those energies. You don't want those energies sitting in your energy field, darling. I tell you that much. If I told you you are a worthless piece of shit all day, all I'm going to do is bloat your energy field and dump negative energies into your body, into your energy field explodes, and then it's got rips and tears in it. You don't want that. You know,
no.
Your energy field needs to be within 18 inches of your body. It needs to be nice and tight, and you need to take care of it. And it's a daily chore. It really is. People think, well, yeah, my energy field is nice and tight, so I'm going to ignore it from now on. Well, whatever. It's a daily thing. It's like going to church every day or whatever. It's something that needs to be taken care of. You can't ignore it, because the unwanted or what we would call, what I like to call dark entities, take advantage of those weak spots, you know. So, you know, you have to be careful with that. So is there anything else I didn't cover? Are you cool?
Yeah, pretty good. I'm just thinking, am I besides all that, like letting all that energy out and everything, like just stop being unsure. Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah. I mean, right now your energy fields are clean and clear, but. You have to do maintenance, okay? I'm not suggesting that you go out and hire a healer, but you have to do maintenance. It's spiritual
right. Maintenance,
you know. So,
right.
I mean, that's how it works. I mean, it's no different than when you use your automobile. You wouldn't drive your automobile 100,000 miles without changing the oil. you have to change oil every 3,000 miles. So you need spiritual maintenance. You need automobile maintenance to make it work. You don't want bald tires, then you have to change your tires. So that's what I try to encourage people to do, is just on a daily basis, from a spirituality standpoint, you just have to be cognizant of the fact that those lower vibrational beings are always on the attack mode. They always, not attack is not the right word to use, but they're always looking for if you have a lamp on a summer night, what happens to that lamp? All the bugs get attracted to that lamp, right?
Right. In other words, they're vultures, and they can sniff out weak when you're feeling weak.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's not the analogy I would have used, but I guess that works. Opposites attract. I mean, light workers, we're always being attacked by, we're always being challenged by people who are not awakened. But you are becoming very spiritually awakened, Donna, so I congratulate you.
Oh, okay. So maybe I was thinking to start working out every day, getting pretty sure of myself.
whatever floats your boat. But, I'm more talking on the spiritual plane. So, yeah, be aware that your guides are chirping in your ear, that you need to become more spiritually awakened. So, but anyways, I'm drowning out. I took way too much time up here. I'm so sorry. So that's all I've got
okay.
for you. With that, I'll pass.
I got you.
I have just a little bit for you, Donna. This is
okay.
Jan. I'm just chiming right in right after Ryan. It sort of went along with his a little bit because I saw this cat for you, and it's a little cat. It was on the grass playing, running around, but I felt this energy about it for you, and it the colors are black and orange and white. And I don't know if you've ever seen a cat like that or have ever had a cat like that, but that's the one I saw playing very clearly. And the feeling of the cat for me is protected, a protective cat for you, and that you need, that you're needing protection. That is the feeling that I was getting. And he said spiritual maintenance, and I was feeling like that, basically the same, like you're needing some spiritual protection right now. And this cat is something that can, that's what the cat has come in for. And they're saying when the cat crossed your path, look out for new magic coming into your life. Pay attention to the signs and synchronicities. The cat has appeared to protect you. And I hadn't read that before I was getting this in my mind about you being protected. So that kind of went along with that. And I was pleased to see that. And then it also says that whatever you are releasing, like relationships or material goods, self-defeating habits, it will all soon be replaced with something or someone entirely more suitable for you. And also, if you are wrapped up in someone else's life that you're not sure where you begin and the other ends, that's the time where you need this protection. And so anyway, that's basically what I got from the cat for you. That's what I'm seeing and hearing.
Okay, so if I see a cat, I'm just...
Well, you may be seeing a cat in your future coming in, because I see one right around you. I was wondering if you had a cat around you, or if you have a neighbor's cat or something around.
I did have one around, but I'm very allergic to them.
Oh yeah. Okay, and it's mostly just a representation of what it represents. And this cat is representing protection for you. So, and the message is just saying that you need some spiritual protection, kind of like what what Ryan was saying, to get some spiritual maintenance. You know what I mean? I agree with that completely. You know what
okay.
I mean?
Okay.
Nothing bad
is going to happen, right?
Oh, no. Cats don't represent anything bad. And, no, they're positive. And getting spiritual maintenance doesn't mean that anything bad's going to happen. It just means that you've gone through an emotional and spiritual thing with this friend that you're letting go. You're trying to let go of them, and you probably have, you know, you probably need to be surrounded and protected now a little bit too. You know what I mean? And so that's all. We all do. We all need that protection every day. We need to have spiritual protection every day. It's just,
okay.
You know, like a norm kind of thing. Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you.
I don't know if that makes sense. I'm trying to explain it to you. I'm just, that's what the cat is representing. Having protection. Keep yourself protected. Keep your heart protected. Keep your emotions protected. You know what I mean? That's what it's meaning.
Right. So, okay. I got it. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling into the show, Donna. Definitely give us a call.
Okay, thank you so much,
you guys.
Know
how it's going.
Good luck with everything.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, guys, we're going to roll over to 303. They've been waiting a long time.
Okay.
Hi, 303, you're on the air. Can we get your first name and where you're calling from?
Marilyn from Colorado.
Can you repeat your name again for me? I didn't hear it.
Sure. It's Marilyn. Marilyn from Colorado.
Marilyn.
Yeah.
Hi, Marilyn, and how can we help you this evening? You have a question for the panel?
I do. I really liked what you were saying early on about surrender and, like, the idea of really kind of embracing whatever we're feeling. And I work with clients, and I do that kind of work with them because I believe that, you know, the idea of surrender actually can transmute that suffering into peace. And we're talking about peace today. So I just wanted to share that it really resonated with me, and I thank you for that. On my own journey right now, I've done a lot of energy work, a lot of soul work, really kind of integrating the divine and the human. And at times I run across challenges, and the work for me is really to come back to that place of peace and know that I am the divine being I am. But lately I've had this challenge with money, and I know that it's a lesson for me. I know it's an opportunity, a growth opportunity, and I embrace it. And I am, you know, really moving, you know, beyond just what the limitations that I've had in the past. But I'd just like some guidance, whatever guidance you all might have for me in the area of money for me.
Okay. Anyone ready to answer, Marilyn?
I'm ready. It's
okay,
Natasha,
go
here.
Ahead.
I pulled some angel cards for you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I got music. That was the first card, and the second card was freedom. So, do you feel free enough?
I feel freedom is something that I can touch into and I can sense. And when I'm in my sort of energetic kind of higher energy, and then
right.
I recognize the sort of and that's what I'm choosing. That's what I want. I want to choose to live free and
right.
free of that consciousness of limitations. So it
right.
makes sense. Yeah.
Okay. But are you implementing it into your everyday life?
Am I what? I'm sorry.
Implementing it into your everyday life, doing things that make you feel free, like going for a walk in nature.
Things
like that.
Yes. I do things that make me feel free, and I read things that inspire me, and I meditate, and I write. So, yes,
okay.
I am incorporating a lot of the, you know, that connective tissue, if you will, around freedom.
See, because when you're talking about the money issue comes back to freedom, right? Because if you have enough money, you have lots of freedom to do what you want.
Right.
Right. So it does come back to that.
Right.
How does music factor into your life?
How does what tap into my life? I'm sorry.
Music?
Music.
Have I pulled the music card for you?
Yeah, music is something that I do feel free in. You know, it gives me that uplifting kind of sense of freedom. Like there's no boundaries in music. It's just pure
right.
pleasure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And then just for your money question.
Yes.
Let me see here. I made notes on this because people always ask about it. It's about feeling safe, feeling free, feeling worthy, and feeling deserving. So you have to, if you're not feeling these four things, then they become money blocks. They're the ones who will block abundance. So you need to ask yourself questions like, where don't I feel safe? Where don't I feel free? When don't I feel worthy? And when don't I feel deserving? If you want to, like, write down those questions.
Yeah.
And then, you know, figure out what the issues are and then start working on them one thing at a time.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, that makes total sense. Thank you.
You're welcome. That's what I have for you. Anybody else want to step up?
Yeah, I could chime in here really quick. Hey, Mary Lynn, how are you doing this, Ryan?
I'm good. Nice to talk with you. Thank you.
So I'm going to say, I got three things down here I wrote down really quick. As I merged into your energy field, thank you for your permission.
Yes.
Yeah, that's how that works. I picked up a steel jaw. The first thing I wrote down was steel jaw, like a metal mouth. Like, remember that old 007 movie with that villain that had that steel jaws?
Yeah.
Everyone just, it was in fear of him. And that boils down to holding your tongue. Your fifth chakra is kind of plugged up a little bit. Don't know why you're holding your tongue. I had to figure that one out a little bit. But don't take this the wrong way, but you frown a lot. You need to smile more. Okay?
Yeah.
I'm sorry?
Yes, that's true. I agree with
you.
Thank you.
I wasn't trying to be a negative Nelly there. I'm not trying to be Captain Obvious. Well, I am trying to be Captain Obvious, but you frown a lot because the energy that you hold in your jaw muscles extend out, literally from your skull, and it produces a frown. It's like if energy pushes out when you bite your tongue, when you hold your tongue, because you're like, that Mickey Ficky, I swear to God, next time he does that, I'm going to rah, 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 rah. But you don't do that. You hold it in your jaw. But when you hold it in your jaw, the energy has to go somewhere. So it floats out, and you frown a lot. So what you need to do, and you hold a lot of your facial expressions, you hold a lot of your energy in your fifth chakra. And you need to, well, I shouldn't say you need to learn how to expel that, but because that's your nature. You need to learn how to transmute that, take that energy and take it down all the way down to your feet and just release it to Gaia, okay?
Okay.
And that's not something that's going to happen overnight for you. But I swear to God, Marilyn, just be conscious of the fact that just what can help you with this is smile more, okay? I believe it takes, is it more muscles to smile or less muscles to frown? I don't know which one it is.
It's
I'd have
more
to Google
muscles
that. But
smile.
More
it's
muscles
more
to smile?
Smile. Yes.
All right, so start lifting weights with your smile, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because you do have a beautiful smile, Marilyn.
Thank you.
You have beautiful teeth. You have beautiful teeth.
Thank you.
And trust me, when you do smile, people are like, "Holy shit, Marilyn just smiled." There
okay.
you go, and you have an infectious laugh. So work on that, okay?
Okay.
Transmute those negative energies out of your jaw. Smile more and laugh more, okay? That's what you can do to help yourself out, okay?
Yeah, I do take things pretty seriously, so that's really good advice.
All right. So
yep.
next time you're in the office with someone and someone farts, just laugh about it, like, ha, 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 ha. They just farted. Just stupid stuff like that, you know. But you know what I'm getting at, right? Yeah. So I do. Don't be so serious all the time.
Yeah.
Be that 3-year-old where that 3-year-old sitting by her 4-year-old and just giggle and laugh, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. Thank you.
Hi, Marilyn. This is Shannon.
Hi, Shannon.
Hi. So for me, when I look for someone about abundance, I always look from spirit, and I see it as a lake that is then flowing to the individual. And for you, when I look at the lake, the water is crystal clear blue, but as it's coming towards you, they show it to me narrowing into a small creek that's got moss covered on it and some small pebbles and stones in the way. And so they're like, it keeps starting to trickle in, and then the moss gets too thick.
Wow.
Okay. So they're suggesting one of the ways for you to change the flow is to use a daily mantra.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have a pen, or you can listen to the recording of the show if you don't have a pen available. But the mantra they gave me was, abundance in all forms flows freely into my life and my being.
Okay. Abundance in all forms flows freely into my life, my being. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. They're also showing me citrine stones.
Okay.
For you to pick up some citrine stones.
Yes.
One of them needs to go in the abundance corner of your home. So when you come in the front door, this would be the farthest corner to your left from the front door.
Right.
Okay. So they're saying put one there. And then the other one, you can either carry it in a little juju bag on your body or in your purse, in your wallet, maybe where you keep your change. That kind of thing. You're not needing large stones. Some small tumbled stones will be fine. But citrine is the merchant stone. It is a stone that helps abundance to flow in on a continual basis. Okay?
Okay.
So they're showing for you to work with that and open up that door so that you're not focused just on money, because money, when we only look at money, we limit the flow of abundance.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So by changing the wording to abundance in all forms, now you've opened the door to a wider span, which is going to change that creek. It's going to get rid of some of that moss, and it's going to help that flow of energy to be more fluid into your life.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah, that's good. Is there anything related to that around, is there a timeline? I'm just wondering if this is like a longer term or shorter term process.
I'm being told time will have no bearance.
Oh.
The energy is waiting, is just waiting to be worked.
Yeah. Okay, that makes sense. Makes total sense. Good. Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Thank you so much for calling in tonight. Jan, did you have anything before we let go of Marilyn?
I do. Uh-huh. Hi, Marilyn. When you were talking, I saw in the very beginning, I saw this brown horse outside and eating grass, and it had a bridle on its shoulder, neck too. So it looks like it's about to go, go somewhere. But it was eating first. And anyway, so horse means you're about to embark on an unexpected adventure. And it's time to free yourself. Horse is all about freedom. So that's interesting. Freedom was brought up tonight. Free yourself from physically and emotionally constricting aspects of your life. And you're much more powerful than you think you are. And the situation requires strong warrior energy balanced with sensitivity, patience, and compassion. Teamwork with your family and friends and community is important for you right now. And it says your personal freedom is the highest priority right now. So that's a big one for the horse. And also it means loyalty and trust. And it also means you may like to wander and to explore. And you're also a natural leader and evoke confidence in others, which I can really tell, just I can sense that about you very much in your speak. So anyway, that's all I have as far as horse goes. It's very positive for you.
I was curious, you said it has a bridle on its neck, the horse, and it looked like it was about to go somewhere. And that is a sense of no time, right? Like not going somewhere in time, but going somewhere in expansion, or?
Yes, it could mean that, definitely. It could mean going somewhere in expansion. It could mean taking a trip. It could mean moving forward, movement forward, or just movement in general, just movement.
Okay.
And expansion, though, that's a good one.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I love this. Thank you so much.
Oh,
boy, you guys have been so helpful.
Great.
Yeah. Blessings to all of you. I so appreciate you.
Blessings to you. Blessings to you, too.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling in tonight, Marilyn. Definitely give us a call and let us know how things are going.
Okay, I will. Thank you again. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, guys, it is 9:38 Eastern time, and our time together has come to an end. But first, I would like each of us to give our contact information, and I'll go ahead and start with Natasha.
Okay, 1 second here. Oh, I know. What if I was ready? That would be so weird. Okay.
That's okay. I can't even remember my own website.
I can't remember my name.
Okay, so my website is healingthroughintuition.wordpress.com. And my email is palmreadingandhealing@gmail.com.
Awesome. And Jan?
Okay. My website is www.wefindourway.com. And my email is jandrake@007.com. And I'm on Facebook and Twitter.
Awesome. Ryan?
Yes, I'm at healingsthroughspirit.com, or my email is healingsthroughspirit@gmail.com. And after all this, we're going to start laughing and biting my tongue.
And mine, I'm Shannon Johnson, Metaphysical Facilitator and Medium. You can find me on Facebook under that. I also have a website that's ladyastral67.wixsite.com/home or something like that. Anyway, we're not going to worry about that right now. Find me on Facebook. It's a whole lot easier. You can tell I'm out of practice. I've been off a couple of weeks, guys.
You're the blues roller.
I'd also like to remind all of our callers and listeners that we do three shows every week, the Sacred Embers team. On Wednesday night is Divine Connections with Sue Delamonte, Lynn Bleasdale, and Jody Higgins. On Thursday night, we've got Angel Antics, and that's with DC Love and Eileen Powers. And then there's us on Friday night on Enter the Light with myself, Ryan Adragna, Jan Drake Bakke, and Natasha Scott. And we're really glad you guys joined us tonight. My apologies to several of the callers who have been with us that we didn't get to. Please give us a call and a listen next week. Call in early, and that's how you can get on the air and ask your questions. We love all of you. And to all my co-hosts, it's been a fabulous night. I missed you guys while I was away. And we'll be rocking it next week.
Sounds good. Thank
you
so much.
It was nice having you back. Thank you, everybody. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good night, everybody. Happy Thanksgiving. Lots of smiles. And big hugs to everybody. We're going to make it through. Have a blast on the full moon. It's getting exciting.
You're not as pitchy as I am. Swing low, sweet chariot. Come for to carry me home. Oh, I should stop.
Is the show still on?
Yes.
God.
I thought so.
There's a cat crying out there. I had to go attend to the cat. Oh, God. Sorry.
All right, guys.
All right, guys. Yeah, we're out.
Good night.
Now, I embarrassed myself so bad there.
It's fine.
Have a great weekend.
Bye.
All right, talk to you guys later. Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye.